Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
I'm great. All the better for talking about pies.
I love an early morning pie conversation.
Well, I could have a pie at any time of the day or night, to be honest, but I do have to pace myself with them because I do love pies, and we mentioned we were going to talk about them. And, you know, I guess the thing with pies is so many different varieties.
So many.
And there are some, I think, that, you know, if you go into the footy, you want a 4 and 20 or, yeah, you know, whatever. But then there are times when you want something that's a little bit more fandangled.
And, yeah, like a posh pie.
Yeah, posh pie, yeah. Now, I have one question, though, to start with. Why is it? I don't expect you, this is probably a rhetorical question, but why do party pies taste different but so good?
I know. That is, yeah, it's a very good question. Mm. And you know what is interesting? Kids will eat party pies, but they won't eat the big pies.
Yeah.
So why is that?
I don't know. I actually prefer to eat the big pies because if I get started on the party pies, I just lose all track of numbers.
I'm with you on that too.
And you're at a kid's party and I'm the one hanging around going, oh, right. Are the little buggers going to eat all of those? Hope they leave some. The grown-ups can have their food. I'll have that one. So now, we talked last week too. I mentioned to you about scallop pies in
and
Tasmania.
And I went, what? Mm. Scallops in a pie? Yeah. No. Where's my meat? I want my meat in the pie.
Yeah, but this is good. Yeah. And in fact, George's Bakehouse in Bendigo do a garlic prawn pie.
Really?
And it is to die for, let me tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's interesting. I did, because I did last week go, I'm not sure, you know, cream pies or, you know, fish pies or anything like that was a great idea. But I did take a leaf out of your book and I thought, I'll try a chicken pie.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Toobarak Pub and tried a chicken, bacon and leek pie and it was amazing.
Mm.
So I deviated from my normal meat pie.
So.
And it was a winner. You might be onto something.
Expanding your knowledge. Oh, I am onto something. Don't worry about that. They are good. They are fantastic. The other one I was thinking of too, the old Ned Kelly pie. You ever had that?
I have never heard of a Ned Kelly pie. What is a Ned Kelly pie?
Well, it's basically your meat pie with an egg on top.
So I'm not sure why that needs to be called a Ned Kelly pie.
Well, I would think it's because, you know, if you add an egg to anything, it all of a sudden becomes Australian. You know, if you have a McDonald's Aussie burger, always has an egg and maybe a bit of beetroot.
Yeah, so like I would pizza. If you add an egg to the pizza, it becomes the Aussie pizza.
Exactly. So I would suggest that's why. I don't really know, but that would be my thinking of it. But they are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
You know what's interesting with my pie research this week? All of our pie shops in Bendigo actually have got regional names. If you think about where are the good pies, we've got Bridgewater Bakery, right, from Bridgewater, but they've also got a shop in the centre of town.
Yes.
Then you've got the Elmore Bakery, so obviously from Elmore. And then there's the Beechworth Bakery.
Yeah.
So we've got all of these, and the Toobarak Pub. They're all these great venues doing great pies.
Yes.
But they're not Bendigo.
No.
So that got me thinking, remember the Gillies pie?
Yes.
Like, we were famous for Gillies pies in Bendigo. Like, that was our thing. Remember the little window that you used to get together and used to line up? And anyway, so I thought, what happened to the Gillies pies? So they started here in 1976.
Right.
And then they closed down in 2016. A Geelong-based company bought them.
Oh.
So they moved.
Oh, right.
And that's what happened to Gillies.
Oh.
But great news, we've still got the Bendigo original pie shop. So that took over the space from Gillies. So you can still, I think there's still a window there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pop in there and get a pie. But it's just not a Gillies pie.
Lovely stuff. All right. Now, I'm a culinary expert, as you know.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Check this one out. Really, really fresh, white, buttered bread with a pie in the middle. A pie sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know how to respond to that.
Do yourself a favour, girl. Do yourself a favour.
I'm not convinced, but I will try it. I'm happy to try anything once at least.
My cardiologist, he does not recommend it. But
I wouldn't imagine he would.
Hey, listen, before you go, how are you going with your New Year resolutions, getting around to the various joints in our area?
I'm so glad you asked because I am ticking goals I'm dragging my family with me, even my 16-year-old. So we went to Forage to have breakfast. Now, I know you'd already been, you know, one of the early adapters.
Yeah.
But it was great. They're in this little, it's in a little house. Mm. It's set up and it's a cafe and they're just doing breakfasts and lunches. And we had a delicious breakfast there. Fresh produce, great service. It was really lovely.
Good.
Good coffee.
Yep.
And then I went to the Toobarak Pub. So there is where, obviously, I tasted the pie.
Yep.
Got to a pie shop next door. We missed out on the counter meal for lunch because we were a bit late.
Right.
But I had the chicken, bacon and leek pie, which I said was delicious. My husband had the chili beef pie.
Oh, nice.
They're really good. They're really deep, thick crusts and just delicious for gourmet ingredients.
Terrific.
And the normal one that they do, like their standard beef one, is a beef and beer pie.
Oh, yeah.
So pubbish, isn't it? Beef and beer.
Well, beef and Guinness. That's a fantastic pie, too. You get in Ireland.
Okay.
You can get them here, too. Just absolutely brilliant.
So. Well, I'm definitely put that on my list.
Okay. Well, keep the good work up with the list. And,
thank you. I will.
Australia Day next week. So maybe on the Thursday we will talk about traditional Australian food. Australia Day seems to bring out the real traditional Aussie food, doesn't it?
Like throw a shrimp on the barbie kind of concept
or pubs
or something.
Yeah, so we'll go pubs and barbies.
Pubs and barbies. Love it.
Alrighty.
I can definitely do the research for that.
Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks,
Ray.